I didn't actually go out there planning to get involved in the jihad. But I was prepared to get involved in the jihad should the need arise.
So what happened when you got there?
Well, I'd say we were about an hour into the journey, and we had a little stop-off, and we had an oncoming vehicle pull over. And there was a young kid that was standing there, you know. He looked really, really stressed out. His forehead was bleeding. He just said to me in Urdu, "Ye kasai hai, ye kasai hai, ye zalim hai." These means that these are butchers. These are very bad people, zalim hai. And
who was he talking about, the Taliban?
Yes. Didn't ask him his age, but he couldn't have been more than 12 or 13 years old. It's impossible. So I asked him what happened. So he said, look, we went out and they pulled over and they just told him to walk towards a compound. And then as they got out of the van, some of them said to him, run, and he started running, and then they started getting shot at. So from what he was telling me, it was gunshots and mortars that were going off. So he, instead of running forward, he started to run backwards because he was seeing people getting killed. So as he's running back, he said that the pickup started to move. When he was trying to get back on the pickup, he sort of hit his head on the tailgate.
What did you do with that boy? What happened? Just tell me the end of that story.
When we got back to Peshawar, I gave him 1,000 rupees. He wanted to go home. He didn't shed a tear until I put him on a little coach. And he was literally crying like a little boy. And I'll never forget that.
There's a 12-year-old boy who wants to join the Taliban, yeah. Is being mistreated, and you see this. What was it about that child that made you think, something's not quite right here? My preconceived notions of what I expected are not being borne out.
It was the way the kid was treated. I think the way he looked stressed out, he looked scared. I just wanted to get, you know, I wanted to help him.
So you saved a little boy from becoming a Taliban fighter, but that little boy saved yourself.
He did.
Saved you.
I think, and I believe in divine moments, and that was a divine moment for me. Because had that not happened, I don't know where I'd be now. I don't know if I'd be in Guantanamo Bay, 6 foot under some rock.
What did it make you think about those men who say everything that they did and they continue to do, they do in the name of Islam?
I'd say majority of the Taliban that are out there, they're not doing it in the name of Islam. I'd say 99% of the Pakistani people will tell you that they're not doing it in the name of Islam.
So it changed your life. You came back. What did it propel you to want to do, and how did it change your life?
I wanted to study my faith a lot more. I started to appreciate my faith a lot more. I wanted to do this.
And what is this? You're in a community centre. What have you set up?
We set a foundation that's here to protect some young children or individuals from being drawn in to radicalisation from terrorist networks, jihadi groups. People who will manipulate them into believing that they're going to be doing something well-meaning, just like happened to me. And I call that an abuse of relationships, an abuse of life, family, abuse of faith.